Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Welcome to the Sports Lounge. I am Michael Horn, along with the star of our show, a guy we like to call the Sultan. He's the Sultan of Safeties. Two safeties in one game in the same quarter. The all-pro defensive end, played for the Rams, played for the New York Giants, was briefly there on the with the Patriots, but in the acting legend, star of Hunter, Land's End, Agent X, Crisis, so many different shows and movies. I'm talking about the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Thank you so much. Great to be with you. Thanks for being with us. And, Michael, it's always great to see you.
It's good to see you.
And I'm glad you're back and you're above ground and you're moving forward.
Yes.
I'm looking at my my notes as I do. And, I'm checking out the headline, Colin Kaepernick to visit Seahawks on Wednesday. Now, we all know who Colin Kaepernick is.
From the 49ers. He's kneeling all the time.
Yeah, he's kneeling and he's protesting and doing all that stuff. Yep. And the conversation is, how do we get this guy to play football again? And everybody is saying the reason he's not being signed is because he's black. And the Seahawks are going to bring him in. They've got Pete Carroll there, and they've got their backup, Trevon Boykin. He's an undrafted free agent back in 2016. He served as Russell Wilson's backup last year.
Right.
So Boykin was was arrested on misdemeanor charges of marijuana possession and public intoxication in March. And so he was arrested in April for possibly violating his probation because of the same incident back in March. So here's what you have. You got Pete Carroll now being told by a bunch of guys, oh, you got to sign him. He's a great quarterback. And the conversation now has come up. Why hasn't Colin Kaepernick landed an NFL quarterback job? And people are saying... Many are saying because he's black. Many are saying that he's black. And not enough are saying that people want to back off on him because of his behavior. Forget his skin color. It's the behavior that's getting people to second-guess this guy.
They're second-guessing the guy, then, and that's the deal? So, going to be a problem, you think?
Well, we're going to find out. You know, I mean, he's a terrific athlete. Yeah, but I tell you, I sure as heck wouldn't want a guy on my team if he's kind of can't be trusted.
More straight ahead.
Guys don't really talk about antiperspirant. Despite that, 91% of Dove Men Plus Care users recommend it. Here's what they said.
It blocks the, perspiration, I think is the fancy word.
It's comfortable.
it smells nice. My girl likes the smell.
Well, it's
hard.
I think it's quite masculine. My underarms aren't the worst thing at the gym.
It's kind of like the Hoover Dam for my armpits, I guess.
Dove Men Plus Care Antiperspirant. Tough on sweat, not on skin.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach.
beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package.
800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Ace is your neighborhood place for everything Yeti, from coolers to drinkware. And right now, for the first time ever, Yeti is on sale. During the Ace Memorial Day sale, save 25% on Yeti Wrangler stainless steel drinkware. It's virtually indestructible and keeps drinks hot or cold for longer. So hurry into your local Ace and save 25% on Yeti stainless steel drinkware. Offer valid for Ace Rewards members only through June 4th. Excludes Duracoat colors and jugs. See participating stores for details.
We are back here in the Sports Lounge. I am Michael Horn along with the one and only Fred Dreyer. And so, Fred, you... We talk about this here at the opening of the show, and the Trayvon Boykin not wanting to continue as a backup quarterback for Seattle, and it's like all this kind of stuff going on. Anyway, so I got a couple of jobs for you, not just you, but former players that I think should be available to try to take on some of these newbies in the league and kind of educate them to say, look, hey, when I played, here's how much money we used to make, and here's the deals we used to get, and you're throwing all this stuff away. Maybe you could shed some light onto these guys. You ever think about that as an idea? Maybe as a person to go ahead and
do that? That's a natural progression of the problem.
Yeah.
But the league has things for people.
What do you mean?
Well, they have seminars. The league puts on seminars people to say, hey, come on in with your agent. Come on in and sit down and let's you know, what are you going to do with a kid who's 21 years of age, who has nothing, whose parents or might be dead or you know, think of the most exotic scenario that a kid could come from and then dial it back to try to figure out how you would help him comprehend not only his sudden status, but his financial situation. You give a guy $25-35 million in a draft over the weekend, and boy, he's in deep trouble if he doesn't know what to do.
Exactly.
So you know, you look at this, and I look at this Trayvon Boykin, what his decisions are. You know, they don't know if they're going to bring it back now, which is one of the reasons that led me into getting the article here, is Colin Kaepernick, ex-49er. He's the one now that's being considered as a backup.
Oh, wow.
So
for Seattle?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. If he starts kneeling up there, I don't know.
Well, it's all about this. Here's the narrative.
Yes.
Why hasn't Colin been signed by a team yet?
Good point, Fred Dreyer.
Why haven't they signed him? And we think, and of course you ask every black guy imaginable, why do you think Colin Kaepernick hasn't been signed? Racism. And that's what they'll say.
It couldn't be that he was kneeling and that people are fed up with it and that's why the ratings are down.
Well,
on
it's
the
called
NFL.
Behavior. Anybody behavior. With any color can behave badly, no matter
Correct.
What it is.
Correct.
But when someone starts telling you and starts preaching to you and politicizing his job description you start defining those around you. I don't want to be a part of someone's political stance. If you want to ask me, hey, Fred, would you go with me this weekend after the game's over with? Would you go down to the gas station and help me protest the fact that black guys are being beaten up by white cops? If you put it to me that way, then it would give me an opportunity to say, well, wait a minute, I agree with you, or I don't agree with you based on these following things. No, he doesn't. So he decides to wait for the game and then act out on his politic. And at the same time, he drags the team and ownership. He drags the league and everybody else down the hole with him. And so when you look at a guy like that, he was talked to by everybody along the path the entire year.
He didn't listen.
And he just said, pound sand. And so now when he wants a job, people are saying, maybe I should think about this.
Exactly.
Then they're deemed as racist. That's the problem we have today. One of the many problems we have. But Pete Carroll is, he's one of these guys who thinks he can wrangle anybody and slap him around and shape him up a little bit. And here's the other thing. On the other side of that, I think Colin Kaepernick needs some of that NFL guidance.
I'm talking about,
yes,
right?
I think he needs to someone sit down with him and say, hey, here's how it works.
He needs to not get signed for a while so he realizes, hey, maybe he should listen to somebody.
Well, I don't think they're considering it, it's a punishment. I think they just say, hey, look, life's too short to show up under these concentrated schedule of 16 games and rely on somebody as much as a lot of his black teammates might want to go with hands up, don't shoot mentality that's been spreading out through the National Football League. And it seems to be the sport that has the most people responding to it. So, you look at this and you figure out, well, what's to be done? What's to be done with people, regardless of their color? What's to be done with people who behave poorly? You better stand back and take a look at them.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter whether they're black or white. It's a different attitude.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't make any difference.
And so I would say that you say the league has, mentoring or whatever. I think that that's a thing they could do with some of the ex-players, could sit down with them and say, look, we had some tough times and here's what we did, and try to get through to them. Now, I have one other idea for you that I think this one is genius, because you mentioned that a player that, wises off, loses out not only on salary to be on a team, but all the endorsements and all that money that can bring to you. So here's an idea for you, Fred, and some of the other great players that are around. What if you older players started endorsing stuff for we older guys?
False teeth?
Or, arch support tennis shoes, stuff like that. I mean, literally a line of shoes.
Laxatives?
Yeah, I wasn't really going down that route, but you could do laxatives. You could do. I would just say arch supports. I'm just thinking there's probably a line of Nikes or something that people could go ahead and wear if they're older that gives you a little more support. And we older guys would sit there and go, wow, that Fred Dreyer, look at, he still looks good. I'm going to wear these shoes and I'll look just as good when I'm walking around. I think this is something you should pursue. It's just a little idea that just flipped out here.
I should do that.
Maybe it's laxatives.
I should take that demographic and just home in on it?
They have them on TV now where the guy's got a problem going to the bathroom and the guy says, here,
well,
take
they,
some
they
of this.
Talk about everything on TV.
Well, and so, but you could do that as a legend of not
well,
only sports.
Well, they do. They have older, notable celebrities from various parts of the workplace.
Now, one guy, William Devane, is constantly sitting on a golf cart in the middle of a gigantic rainstorm.
Talking about gold.
Yes, he talks
That's
gold.
That's a good thing to talk
but
about.
But you could talk other things, it's important, like quality tennis shoes for, my age demo.
Yeah, you say if here I'm in my golf court and I get up real slowly and walk over to the tee really gingerly put the ball down and swing and say, if your ass hurts like mine, get back in the greens. Get back on the greens.
You're making fun of this, but I'm telling you.
With ass blow.
This is really
this is super ass blow.
Take it easy. We're going to have to edit the whole show.
Hey, by the way,
yes.
Do you know, speaking of that?
Yes.
We joke around a little bit.
Yes, we do.
But.
I still think it's a good idea.
There's this sports talk culture.
Sports radio, sports talk radio.
Is as vulgar and as open.
Sure.
as you can imagine.
I'm nobody old school.
And
guys.
So what we just talked about is nothing.
Tame.
Is
it's
nothing.
Tame. Okay, it's good. It's,
and I don't push it. I have fun.
I'm just saying you could make some money by endorsing some things that people would say. This is Fred Dreyer. Look at this guy is in great shape. Look at you. You're in good shape. And we got the video going here at Roku and on Tiki Live. I noticed you got a little bit of when we come back. I want to find out why that beard's going there. You got a little.
I don't have a beard.
You've got a little beard growth going, like you didn't
think
shave.
That's a problem of your eyesight.
I don't think
you're looking at something. It quite.
Are you getting ready for a part? Usually actors, when they start, you know, grizzling out a little bit, you're ready to head on down to the old corral.
Well, I owe people money, so.
Is that what?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you're sort of in disguise, is that it?
Yeah, that's what it is.
Incognito?
Yeah.
All right, well, I think we've got a shoe deal for you. Definitely the laxative. That's the one I didn't even think of.
Some sort of an ass blow situation.
I don't think we need that. Well, maybe a special golf court, maybe a special kind of a chair that's got a hollowed out center in the center of it just for more comfort.
Yes.
There's a lot of things we can get you to endorse. And
I hope so. I'm looking forward to it, actually.
We're going to make a fortune. That's it, Norton. We're rich.
Nothing feels better this time of year, Fred, to come home after a long, hard day at work and create a healthy, fresh meal for your family and do it in under 40 minutes.
Well, salmon's my best.
I know. You love the salmon.
I mean, the salmon's terrific, as well as all the other meals. And, you know, it's very affordable, less than $10 per person per meal. Blue Apron delivers seasonal recipes along with a pre-proportioned ingredients to make delicious home-cooked meals.
And this is fantastic. Blue Apron, if you haven't tried it, it is the number one fresh ingredient and recipe delivery service in the country. Its mission is to make incredible home cooking accessible to everyone. Everything comes prepackaged, as you mentioned, all proportioned out. You have very little waste, and you have a healthy, easy-to-prepare meal that's fun. It's something you can feel good about. And we have a special offer specifically for listeners to our program. Check out this week's menu and get your first three meals free.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings. Savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Welcome back here to the lounge. It's the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn along with the one and only Fred Dreyer. Two safeties in one game in the same quarter way back in 19. And this was against Minnesota, or was it Green Bay?
This was against the Milwaukee Yellow Jackets.
Jim Delgazzo was one of the quarterbacks. I remember that. See, I'm remembering this stuff now.
Yeah, somewhere.
And the other guy was Stan Kroenke. And you got them both. Anyway, welcome back here to the show. So we're talking a little bit about some things here. And there was a game played earlier in the week. And Fred is, I'm going to let you talk about this because he's trying to blame the manager. And this was a game between the Cardinals and the Dodgers. And when you watch this series between the Cardinals and the Dodgers, I think there's like three wins over the so many games, the thousands of games they've played together. One team has won three more than the other. These are 500 ball club teams that just kind of knock each other out back and forth, kind of like with the Dodgers and the Giants and other teams when they play. And so in this scenario, Clayton Kershaw is pitching a gem. And it is a shutout game that I think the Dodgers scored on a home run in the first inning. And now we're in the bottom of the ninth, and it's still 1-0.
We're the top of the ninth.
We're top of the ninth. Pardon me. That's right. Top of the ninth. That's a home game. Dodgers are playing at home. Top of the ninth, and Kershaw's on the mound in the ninth inning. I let this guy, if he wants to play, he's Clayton Kershaw, if he wants to pitch in the ninth inning, you got it, Clayton. Show me you can make a complete game. Forget the pitch count. Just go out there and do it. You, however, have a different story. You think that the manager succumbed
to him. Well, it's circumstantial, isn't it?
So tell me the evidence. Your witness.
He had a two-hitter going into the top of the ninth ahead 1-0.
Correct.
He'd already gone through the Cardinal lineup four times.
Yeah.
That's a good hitting lineup.
Yeah.
That's a very shaky, tenuous, tight game for both pitchers. Both pitchers played
very well.
They played beautifully. Lance Lynn pitched a beautiful game.
And they were almost going to take him out, and he convinced the manager that he was going to stay in the game.
Yeah.
Well, but
it's not about him.
I'm going to bring it back as soon as you go to your thing.
I don't know why you would. It has nothing to do with anything.
Yes, it does.
No, it does not.
So
here's the scenario.
Yes.
Instead of sitting down after eight innings with two hits.
Yeah.
And this wonderful one, you've put your team in a position to win, turn it over to Kenley Jansen.
That's the closer for the Dodgers.
He's the best in the business.
Right.
Just turn it over to him so he pitches to the eighth, ninth, and leadoff batter.
Okay.
Those are the positions that are coming up in the top of the ninth.
All right.
Yeah? Okay. So they bring Kershaw back out.
Yeah.
And so my question is, as he walks out to the mound, he's at 97 pitches. I say, why are you bringing him back out? Not because of the pitch count, but because of the fact that he's been through the lineup four times and you don't need it. Give the lineup in St. Louis a complete different look at a different pitcher to get three outs.
I let Clayton go ahead.
Just let me finish.
Okay. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, I got to explain it to you. Otherwise, this whole thing only works because if you understand the situation.
Okay.
The leadoff hitter hits a hard single to center field. Now, you got a guy on first base.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody out.
Yep.
Second guy gets up, a pitch hitter, by the way, gets up and hits a slow roller to third. Third baseman throws him out at first, allowing the guy on first to go to second in scoring position with one out.
One out.
This is where I go right to the bullpen and bring in Kenley Jansen.
Really?
That's exactly correct. This isn't about, this is your game to win or lose. This is your game to make sure we win it.
Well, okay.
But just a second.
Oh, there's more.
Of course. You want to hear it?
Sure.
Okay. So the next batter gets up, and what do you think happened? The self-fulfilling prophecy in all baseball. You got a guy in second. You're trying to protect the lead. This is a win. You got two outs to win it. You got your ace on.
Right.
So what does the ace do? He throws a bunch of curveballs, and one of them goes into the ground, a foot in front of the plate, and skids away from the catcher.
First pitch to the guy.
Allowing... allowing the guy from second base to score and tie it up.
So
you now take away that beautiful performance. He's now no longer of record, and the team now has to go to extra innings, which is you don't want to go to extra innings. It was a complete disaster. All they had to do is say, Clayton, thanks for you got 8 1/3 innings. God bless you. Sit down. Bring Kinley in here for 2 outs and win the freaking game. And instead, guess what?
Do I have a chance to talk now?
Please.
No, there's no more time left.
Well, that's radio.
Okay, Mr. Armchair, the guy.
I'm not an armchair. That thing unfolded like you can't believe.
I'm going to come back and give you my read on the situation when we come back here. Don't forget, you can email Fred_Dreyer on Twitter, facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer, and email him at FredDreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, at crntalk.com. We'll be back. It is The Lounge. Stay with us on CRN. We are back in the Sports Lounge, we being yours truly, Michael Horn, along with the one and only Fred Dreyer. So, okay, if you're just joining us, Fred gave the scenario of a game that was played last week here, early in the week, and it was the Dodgers and the Cardinals. Clayton Kershaw, 1-0, a home run in the first inning, top of the ninth inning. He still stays in the game. He's 97 pitches or something, and the manager, Dave Roberts, leaves him in. First guy gets a single. Second guy grounds the third. They throw him out at first. The runner advances to second. You got a runner in scoring position with one out. And the next pitch is a wild pitch. Not only a wild pitch, it hits the ground, bounces away from the catcher, Grandal. He can't see it anywhere. It almost goes into the camera well. The runner scores all the way from second into home. The game is not tied 1-1. Fred is saying they should have pulled him. Here's what I'm saying. The inning before, they had a pitcher on the Cardinals. We thought he was going to be pulled out. He went out there, and the manager says, you got something? He says, yeah, you're going to stay with it. If there's anybody that you can trust with the game ball, it's Clayton Kershaw with 117 pitches. I don't like the pitch count. I think he could stay in there. I think he could make the game happen. Who's going to fault a guy throwing a wild pitch? Kenley Jansen could have come in and thrown a wild pitch, for God's sakes, going getting away. So it's like, it's not that they got a hit. It's not that they scored it on a big smash. They're not hitting and beating the heck out of Kershaw. He's still pinpointing it. And it's like he got the next 2 outs after that, and the game was tied, and they went to 13 innings before the Dodgers finally won it. So I don't think you can fault Dave Roberts on that. I don't know where you're coming off on that.
You really don't.
No.
Who's the manager of the team?
Dave Roberts.
Yeah. Is it Kershaw or Dave Roberts?
And here's the deal. Dave Roberts knows that he can rest up his bullpen when Kershaw's there. So he's probably thinking, look, if Clayton's got it, if he thinks he can go, I'll let him finish this game because I don't have to get my bullpen up.
That's not right.
And as it happened, no. He had to get his bullpen up and take him to the 13th inning.
No, that's not the reason.
Anyway, so.
That's not the reason.
I like Dave Roberts. I think I wouldn't fault him.
So do I. But put it where it is. Dave Roberts' job is to bring home the win under any circumstances.
Just true, and he did. 13 innings.
Yeah, but you cannot jeopardize. Here's what it is. Dave's decision belies his belief in Kershaw to deliver a win.
What do you mean?
Because Kershaw was pitch beautifully for 8 innings.
Yes, and still in the ninth he pitched well, except for one wild pitch.
No,
and I'm
he gave up a base hit to lead off the inning. And normally they say, okay, that's enough.
If he puts the guys down, no one's even talking about this. Because there was a wild pitch.
If were horses, beggars would ride.
And it could have gone the opposite way. Kenley Jansen could have had a night off.
If Kershaw hadn't given up a home run to the kid in St. Louis 4 years ago, they might have been in the World Series.
I support Dave Roberts in this decision. Now, here's the real problem. I was not watching that game. I happened to tune into the game. I thought, wait, there's a Dodger game on. It was around 9 o'clock. I better tune in. So I tune into that game, and Clayton Kershaw is on the mound on the top of the ninth inning. There's a runner at second base, and I'm watching the game. Oh, I can watch this game. The Dodgers had 1-0. The first pitch I see is a wild pitch by Kershaw. So I think it's me. I think I actually, by tuning into the game, jinxed that whole setup and scenario there. That's what I think. Because the only play I saw was the wild pitch. And then I said they rerun the game, so I started watching the rerun of the game.
And then you realize.
You look at me like you start to believe that I was a jinx. I tuned it in.
Well,
you are
a jinx.
I saw the wild pitch.
I've seen the results of your jinxes.
I'm telling you. Just there watching it. Oh, my gosh.
It's all the water under the bridge. And if I'm the manager, you know, and the owner says to me, hey, look, you know, he's at 100 pitches. What is the reason you leave him in? so he can get satisfaction?
No, because he's Clayton Kershaw and he can do it.
That's the problem.
That's it.
He waves. He intimidates
Thank
the
goodness
staff.
We got
he intimidates the staff.
Love him to death. That's good.
Yeah. Oh, I love him too.
There should be more pitchers like that.
I do not want to sit there and watch Clayton as a manager just pitch himself out of a win and pitch us into extra innings.
Well,
that's the job of the manager. So there it is.
I'm telling you.
I'm correct.
I think you're wrong.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Right, here's another one for you. We got a guy in the NFL. He's a player. This guy, in the 2017 season, we want to meet this guy. His name is Bernard Reedy, R-E-E-D-Y. He's trying to secure a spot on the Tampa Bay Bucks, but his job with a company called Care Ride, he's got going for him. They provide transportation to people in wheelchairs. He took that job in 2015 after being waived by the Atlanta Falcons, and he kept the job even after being signed to future contracts by the Buccaneers in 2016. So the job pays $11 an hour, but it's clear that he cares about his clients. He says, quoting now, "You may think you're sacrificing a lot. You hear somebody else's story. When you pick up the same people every week, you get attached to them." So even if he ends up with another great contract deal with the NFL, Reedy still says he'd come back to Care Ride after he hangs up his helmet. $11 an hour and he's doing it. This is a good player. Sign him. This isn't like your guy up there in Seattle that you're talking about. This is, he was waived, he tore his meniscus, and he cares about his clients. He knows what's going on, so he has been doing this Care Ride. He signed up to the end of the season. He might be coming back in 2017, but he's got a job
while he's mending.
But he's going to
keep it no matter what.
For $11, he's going to do it, and he's probably made a lot more than that in the NFL.
What's his name?
His name is Reedy, Bernard Reedy, R-E-E-D-Y.
And his manager set this up for him?
No, I don't know if he set him up.
No, to get him the job?
I think if his agent got him the job.
Did he quit football to do this? I mean,
well, he was between work, and he did a job for him. Look, what do you think about it? Go ahead and follow Fred Dreyer. He's always on Twitter right there, one of the outstanding guys. Fred_Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R. And you can get him on Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. If you want to really write something about this guy, Bernard Reedy, and talk about it, Kershaw, he's fine. It's Fred Dreyer.
He's fine.
Fred Dreyer at CRNTalk.com.
Tune in to a little R&R on Sports every Saturday morning. There's no other sports show like R&R on Sports anywhere. It's a little R&R on Sports, 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Central, 8 a.m. Pacific, right here on the Sports Byline USA Network.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Nobody really needs or wants home security until it's too late. You've heard the statistics about how many burglaries there are per day. You see the news. You know there are people out there that do bad things. The best way to help protect your home and your property is with an ADT monitored system from Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider. Call right now to get a free wireless home security system valued at $850. An ADT monitored system can help protect your home from fires, theft, floods, and call for emergency help. Call now to find out more about our $850 free wireless home security system and start enjoying the peace of mind of security today. Call 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281. This offer is for new customers only. Termination fees apply. $99 customer installation charge and 36-month monitoring agreement required. All for details. License terms and conditions available at secureathome.com.
This is Bill's Yard, and Bill's a grill master, not a grass expert. Still, no weeds belong in this backyard barbecue kingdom. And with Scott's Turf Builder Weed and Feed, Bill's greasy thumb is just as good as a green thumb. Because Scott's thickens lawns to help crowd out over 50 pesky weeds. So Bill can defeat invaders, green up his lawn, and hold his spatula high. This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up Scott's Weed and Feed today.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit, compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
We're back here in the Sports Lounge, Michael Horn, Fred Dreyer. So let me ask you, is it in baseball, is it the center fielder's call when there's a ball is hit in like right center or left center? Is it the center fielder, does he have the call?
He's got the call.
So I'm seeing Jock Peterson, apparently he's not being heard because there was a game, I think the same game with Kershaw, where the left fielder made a catch over his head and then Puig in right field smashed into him with his elbow. And it's like there's no communication going out there in the field. What's
zero.
The deal?
Yeah. Zero. Guy's an idiot.
So
people killed.
Yeah, you know? Peterson needs to shout out and say, I got this ball.
He's done that a lot, by the way.
Yeah,
twice. I like him. I like
do.
That kid. But someone's got to tell him. You know, it's like the NBA. How do you forget to play defense? You know, how does someone have to show you how to play defense? You say, oh, gee, we didn't play very good defense today. Well, why didn't you? Well, I don't know.
That's it. So the Raiders, are they moving to Las Vegas? Is it going to be you were going to talk about a little extracurricular activities?
Well, here's what's interesting about the Raiders. You know, yeah. they got this new stadium they're building out there, in Las Vegas.
Right.
The Vegas Stadium Authority, the board unanimously approved the team's lease at their soon-to-be $1.9 billion stadium that will open up in 2020. Now the conversation centers around gaming. In gambling, the Stadium Authority and Nevada gaming officials say there
Vegas.
Is nothing in the lease blocking access to popular mobile sports betting apps while you're watching the game.
So you'd be able to bet while you're watching the game?
Yes, you would. But here's what they're going to do now.
Get
now the league, the commissioner, Roger Goodell, has now said, well, you know, look, we haven't been approached for any policy decisions regarding the stadium's mobile betting issue. So what they're going to do is they'll probably just, while the game is going on, instead of pulling your phone out and make a bet from your seat, they just block the app. They just block it. So you can't do that. You can go down after the game or before the game and make bets.
Right.
But during the game, you know, you can't play, you know, you can't, you know, push and pull the score while the game's going on.
How about the Rams? They're, because of all the rains in Southern California, their new stadium that we're sitting in here when we do our show, if you watch us on TV, it's not going to be completed. It's going to be a year later. So now, I guess Florida's going to get a Super Bowl before Los Angeles. It's going to be 2021 for the...
Yeah, Tampa Bay. It's going to go into a sinkhole.
Tampa. What do you mean a Tampa sinkhole?
Tampa the sinkhole.
That's going to be it? What are you unwrapping there? You got some kind of a gift or something
somebody
that you're opening
up? Somebody sent me a Harry and David situation.
What happened from Harry and David?
Well, Harry or David, maybe both of them, got together and decided they like our show, The Lounge, and sent us a pile of candy.
Well, there you have it. That's pretty nice.
Pretty good, actually.
Yeah, you got different boxes there. You're like opening up like Christmas.
No, there's big ones, there's small ones. And here's one here that looks just – actually, I got a card. Best wishes from a longtime listener, Desi,
D-E-S-S-Y.
She says, I hope you enjoy the goodies. May the good Lord always bless you
with
love and care. Thank you so much, Desi. We really appreciate that, as we always do when people send us nice gifts.
You're really digging into
them. Look at that.
Look, you got like
look at this freaking
truffles.
Thing.
He's got truffles and sitting here. Just you're gonna be, don't eat those until we're through with the show. Those are nice, beautiful. Okay, Adrian Beltre is going to be starting to make his debut. I guess I didn't realize he hadn't been playing already.
Yeah, yeah, he's been
Adrian Beltre, the Texas Rangers, outstanding third baseman.
He took 2 months off.
He's yet to play this season because of a strained right calf.
Yeah, his calf hurts.
And they said he's made progress now.
We're hoping for him.
And the manager there said he ran the bases before the Tuesday's
incredible.
Game. He was evaluated on Thursday, and he could be sent to Arizona for extended spring training. He says, physically, we're getting much closer, but there's still more beyond running the bases here. That's what Jeff Banister, the manager of Texas, said.
Yeah, you'll never convince me as a person, forget my sports background, but you will never get me to agree that these guys are hurt.
You have a problem with injuries like that.
I've got a big-time problem.
You don't like the hamstring, do you?
I've had all the injuries in the world. And we go to practice with them. We play with them. We push through them because that's what you do.
Yes.
And not foolishly. If there's something wrong with you and you're hurt, then sit out. But for the most part, you can't tell me that a guy hurts his calf and now misses 2 months of the season because he can't seem to play his position. And while he's making the $38 million.
You would have him out there even with a bad calf?
Well, no, I wouldn't. I wouldn't have him on the team.
Oh, you'd get rid of him.
I'd just say, you know what, here's what you're going to do. This year, you're going to earn that money in AA.
Well,
you can do that. You know.
You can. You can
yes,
put him
you
down.
Can. You just say, guess what? Let's see how good your ankle and your calf seem to be when you're down there riding a bus league.
Some players may like that.
Well, good. We're going to put him there.
That's good.
We're doing him a service, actually.
He'd be playing on the Colin Kaepernicks. That'd be one of the new teams you could play.
It's just really tough.
Yeah, you are very intolerant of injuries. And you, when you played on the Rams.
No, here's what I'm intolerant of. Yes. Forgive me.
Okay.
I don't wish to overspeak, but I'm not overly tolerant of injuries. But what I am is I'm understanding that people get hurt.
Right.
And it's the language by which you address the injury to get back into the playing field. And I look at this stuff and a pulled calf muscle for 2 months. I'm saying, what could possibly he be doing? Is he putting ice on it? Is he just, what's he doing with it? You could take the laser, Dr. Shep's laser, and you could put that on there for 3 or 4 straight days and you could be running down the street. I know, because it's happened to me too.
I would agree with you on that.
Yeah, so there it is.
Okay, so this, you've got to want to play. Can we have some of your candy now?
Yeah, you want some?
There he is.
Here you go.
It's The Lounge, coming to you from CRN, the Competition Radio Network. Here to the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, along with the one and only Fred Dreyer. In the email segment, you can email Fred Dreyer, Dreyer, at crntalk.com. Fred Jarmaine says, hey, Fred Dreyer, for me, my name's Lamont. I was wondering if you have any more projects coming up. So anyway, do you have any projects coming up?
I'm working on stuff. You know, people in this business, they're always got stuff going or they're doing something. But right now, I'm mostly concentrating on the things I want to do.
Jeffrey said he's a big fan of yours ever since he was a kid. You've been a fan of yourself since you were a kid, too.
Well, I've had a lot of fans since I've been a kid.
Steven has said, he got a lot of guys this week. Usually you got a lot of women. As Steven says, Mr. Dreyer, I've always wanted an autograph. I am a big Hunter fan. I see you have a website for prints. Do you have, do you sign autographs?
But here's the problem with that, Steven B.R. Jr., I've disconnected that because we don't have anybody to operate it.
And
I don't operate it.
Okay. So it's in progress, a work in
progress. Yes, but thank you so much for inquiring.
Tony said he met you at a Hollywood show, and we spoke about acting in a TV series. So he says to say hi to you. David Shaw says, hello from Canada, Lieutenant Hunter. He says, I'm a big fan of your TV show. Was There's No More Hunter. It was like someone cut off my right hand.
Oh, well, look, we don't want that. We don't want that feeling. But we have, if you're lonely for Hunter, you know, you can go to any Best Buy and pick up 157 of the episodes.
Really? They got them there?
Yeah, they do.
So that's good. You can get him there. Someone also said, hey, Fred, this is Frank, said it's time to revive Hunter. Has there ever been any talk about reviving Hunter?
We've done several opportunities of that show, and I think it's run its course.
All right, email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. We are back here in the Sports Lounge. Michael Horn, the Sultan of Safeties, two safeties in one game. In the same quarter, the All-Pro defensive end played for the Rams, played for the New York Giants, the acting legend Hunter. Oh boy, I'm telling you, one of the great stars of our time. Land's End, Agent X, Crisis, all these good shows. I forgot that you were on Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. too. Yeah. Didn't you get killed in that episode?
He got shot right in the head.
You're an expert at that. I understand there's a call for that over guys that can get shot.
Fred, here's what we want to do. We want to block this scene out. Here's what he did. He says, you're going to be sitting there, and you hear the noise behind you, and you turn, and you whip real close, and you're going to be in a real tight shot, maybe in a tight close-up. And then we're going to hear an off-camera explosion. That's the bullet leaving the gun. And the bullet will come out, and we'll see it strike your forehead. And, of course, you know to do that. You know what they do?
What do they do?
They put a real fine monofilament line attached to a piece of skin-like putty, and they place it wherever they want to place it, right here.
And it blows open.
No. And so as soon as you hear it, then you recoil, and the guy off stage pulls the monofilament line, exposing a red dot. That's how they do it.
Is that how they do it?
Yeah. It was great. I got shot right in the head.
And that's what they do to some of the legend actors when they put you on shows. Is I think they like to bring the legends on because it brings the ratings up. But for some reason, I've seen it happen that day. Ed Asner, I've seen it happen to other people. Ed Asner got hit by a bus. He was just standing there on Hawaii 5-0, and the bus just came and ran right over him.
Yeah.
And just plowed him down. They shoot in the head with a bullet.
Well, the driver saw it. It wasn't in a script. The driver saw that it was Ed, and so they...
Now, our buddy Tommy Lasorda, we love him to death. He is a good man. He's been in the hospital with an infection or something, and they say he should be released. He's 89 years old. He was in the hospital last year. But I'm hoping he's going to be back because we need to get him on this show. I love Tommy.
Tommy is the best. He's a great guest. He's at the age now where you can pretty much ask him anything, and he'll say anything.
Yeah.
So he'll tell you how it is.
And we were talking about Jock Peterson and whether the center fielder should call plays, and he was in an altercation there where the left fielder caught a ball over his shoulder, his head on one play, and then Yasiel Puig ran into him. And apparently he's got this strained neck because Yasiel Puig's arm went right into his neck.
Yeah, I saw that. He got hit pretty good.
Yeah, and then he went up into the wall.
Yeah, I was surprised Yasiel showed back up again. He came off the field and then went up and took his at bat.
Yeah.
So.
And he held onto the ball.
He did a good job.
That was a pretty good job.
Yeah, that kid plays. He's very aggressive out there, which I like. I always, like many do, they second guess his thinking capacity under certain situations.
But he's been seeming like he's been doing better.
Yeah, he has been doing a lot better. He's having a pretty good year, actually.
You got the Stanley Cup coming up, and we got. Looks like Nashville is going into it now for the first time. They beat out the Ducks.
How about that?
I think that'll
be good. They're going to pass it around. You know?
Yeah, get Nashville in there, let them get a shot at doing some stuff over there. That'll be pretty good.
Yeah, and the Super Bowl's going back to Tampa Bay.
Yeah. Well, the Los Angeles will get it as soon as they get a stadium.
Well, it's flooded out, so it'll be ready in 2020.
Is it pretty messy? Have you gone out there to take a look at that?
I flew over it.
You did fly over
an airplane, yeah. That was a huge hole there, and a lot of water. There was a lot of water in there. I understand that the water isn't necessarily the reason it's behind schedule.
Really?
That's right. There's other things going on there.
Well, it was rained about 50 some odd days, didn't our friend Andy Camacho tell us?
No, it did. It rained.
They only called for 17 days overall, and it was already 50
well, that was
plus
foolish.
Days.
That was foolish to assume that.
Who would have thunk?
You're going to have 3 years with the 17 days. That's not right.
Don't forget, you can follow Fred on Facebook, facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. On Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, and always email him, freddreyer@crntalk.com.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Welcome back. Your final segment of the Sports Lounge. I am Michael Horn, along with the star of our show, the man we call the Sultan. Sultan of safeties, two safeties in one game in the same quarter, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. We're talking about Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Thank you. Thank you for joining us, and it's always great to be with you. And let's see. We were talking...
The draft. Let's talk about the NBA draft.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, the NBA draft, you know, is on June 22nd.
Yep.
It's a little ways down the road, but still in all... People are talking about it. They're excited about it. And I got to tell you, I'm an NBA fan, certainly. But I get to be more of a fan the more deeper you go into the season. And so right now there's the NBA championship series being played.
Right.
And between, you know, the respective teams, Warriors and I guess the Cavaliers are going to be the two teams. But what's interesting, you've got top players like Markelle Fultz, Jason Tatum, Josh Jackson, and Lonzo Ball are usually the top candidates, and they're supposed to be exceptional players. They're can't-miss guys.
Right.
And so the Lakers have been rumored to go for local UCLA Lonzo Ball here. But from what I understand, Josh Jackson – is crept up into their sights, and they like him. And the difference is Josh Jackson and Jason Tatum and can play really good defense.
So let me ask you a question. How do they arrive at – is it like a – how do they get first or second draft or whatever? Is it based on their record, but then they do some kind of a drawing
or
something, don't they?
Oh, man, that's very complicated.
Isn't it complicated? It's like
crazy. Extremely complicated.
I mean, they turn around three times.
No, it's ridiculous. Yeah, that's exactly. They click their heels, and someone decides you've won the lottery.
Yeah, so they do it on the lottery thing. But the Lakers did all right. They're going to be
They got the number two pick.
Yeah.
This is the third year in a row they've gotten the top couple of picks.
Have they done anything with the last few picks?
Well, here's what it is. They got themselves good players.
Right.
But none of them are the leaders on the court that you need to have. And that relies on D'Angelo Russell, the Ohio State kid they drafted 3 years ago. And they don't have him. They're asking him to be a leader, and he's not that guy.
Well, we got to say goodbye. We'll be back next week here. Final thoughts from you, Ferdinand?
It's always great being with you. We'll look forward to you next time.
Can't get enough of your team? SB Nation's 300-team regional and sports-centric communities are built just for you. Join your fellow fans at SBNation.com for all the best sports news. SBNation.com. Your team, your community.